Miketz, Tavshin and Ches. So it says, the Parsha starts off with Vayhi Miketz Shnasayim Yomim, at the end of 2 years' time, Paro Cholem, and Paro is dreaming, Vene Omed Al Ya'or, and he's standing above the Or. So it says the Pasuk in Iyov, it says, Ketz Sam Lachoshech, L'chol Tachlis Hu Choker Evan Ofer V'Tzal Moves. Ketz Sam Lachoshech, there's an end, right, to the Choshech, to the darkness. So the Medrash says, Vahimi Ketz Nasayim Yomim, Ketz Sam Lachoshech, brings the Pasuk in Iyov. Zman Nasan, says the Medrash, L'olam, Kama Shanim Ye'asa Be'afela. Kadosh Baruch Hu set an amount of time that it should, as it were, exist in darkness. Umatam keitz sam lachoshech shekol zman sheyetzahara ba'olam ofer v'tzamavas ba'olam. As long as there's yetzahara in the world, so then there's darkness, shades of death in the world. As long as there's yetzahara, dechsiv even ofer v'tzamavas ne'akar yetzahara. When the Yetzahara has been uprooted min ha'olam, ein ofel v'tzalmavis ba'olam. There is no longer any darkness, shades of death in the world. In other words, there's two sides of the same coin. Right? Sin and death. Davar acher, so here's the part of the Medrash that's most nogeya to us. Davar acher, ketzam l'choshech, zman nasan li'yosef, kama shonim ye'ose ba'afela, bebeis ha'asurim. There was a set amount of time that Yosef was meant to be in the, what do you call it, in the darkness. Kama shanim yasa ba'afela, v'esa surim. Kim shigia ha'ketz, chalam, right, send with the paro chalom. When the time came for to reach an end, so then paro was cholem. So Sfasem says, b'medrash, ketz sam lachoshech, ki lachoren nira, at first glance you think that darkness is just a lack of light. But it can't be then, because we say Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. Right? We say in Birchas Kriyashma, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. So not only does it say that Hashem creates Choshech, but also, right, the in terms of the way that Hashem creates reality, so we know that there's an olam called Atzilus, right, emanation, and then Bria, creation, and then Yetzira, formation, and then Asiya is Lachor is completion, right? Asiya, the olam Asiya is our world, and above that are the worlds of Yetzira, Bria, and then reaching to Atzilus. So not only does it say that Choshech is a Bria, but also when we say in the Birchas Kriyashma, Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. Yotzer Or Uvore Choshech. So that means the Bria, the Choshech is even higher up. It's in Bria. It's in Bria. I think the terminology that Rav Ben Agra uses, in terms of the difference between Yetzira and Bria and Yetzira is ki'ilu, like we say that in Bria, so there's wood. If we use a mashal, a table, there's wood. In Yetzira, you've put it together as a table. In Asiya, you've varnished it. In other words, if we were to use as a mashal, just building a table, so that would be it. So Bria is a higher level. So we see that Choshech is not just the absence of light, but rather there's something called Choshech that doesn't allow you to see the light. Of the Emes, Ori Yisbarach Mispashit Bechol Mokom, says the Sfas Emes. The truth is that the light of Hashem is really called, is everywhere, it spreads everywhere. Aval HaChoshech Hu Kisui LaOr. The Choshech is not the absence of light, but rather it's the covering of light. Kishain olam kedai, when the world is not worthy of having the light visible to it, so then the darkness covers the light. V'she'ein or yochol isgalos, barak or shbokum mokom lis alim sham. Kadosh Baruch Hu created something, he was boring something, yeah, where the light could be hidden. Right? The light hides in something even higher. It's not visible. He says that's why in or it says yitzira, which is lower, when then the or is available, but we quote even in a higher, it's hidden in something higher that's not visible, that doesn't enable us to be able to see what he called the light. And that's called the Bria of Choshech. Lachem ba'or k'siv again, yitziru b'choshech b'riya, v'kol zman sh'yitzahara ba'olam, eina or yachol izgalos. When there is yitzahara in the world, what's a yitzahara? Yitzahara, we've said before, is a formulation of the world that's askew. Right? There's a formulation of the world which leads to success, it's called the Yetzer HaTov, and there's a formulation of the world which leads to what he called, which leads to non-success. That's called the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara. Ra, Milashan, like we said before, Ra'ua, broken, like a broken ladder. It's Ra'ua, it's broken. It doesn't lead to success, it leads to a trip to the emergency room. That's a broken ladder. So the light is hidden within, yes, Kol Zman, the Yetzer Hara is in the world. Kol Zman, there's something that needs fixing, something, some flaw, etc. We know that Yosef spent 2 more years in prison because he asked the Chasar Mashkim to remember him. Right? Then Yosef being on the incredible level that he was on, like the Medrash says, Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam Hashem Mivtachol. The Medrash says that well authenticated is the person who places his trust in Hashem. He didn't place his trust in people who are braggarts, who, you know, take credit for themselves, or people who are false, etc. And the Medrash says, who is that Yosef? And then it says that Yosef, because he said, right, to the Basar HaMashkim, Kim Skatani, twice, so he spent 2 more years in prison. I mean, it seems to be counterintuitive. The Medrash is telling, brings a pasuk that talks that lauds a person who doesn't place his trust in somebody else. And then afterwards, it talks about Yosef, and Yosef did place his trust in the Basar HaMashkim, he spent 2 more years in prison, so why is the Medrash saying it's an example of a person who places his trust in Hashem and doesn't place his trust in false people. But the idea is, the Beis HaLevi explained to us that Yosef being on the highest level of bitachon that he was that an incredible person. He was tzaddik yisod olam, but tzaddik ben munaso yichya. He's a person of an impeccable and incredible belief in Hashem. For even to mention to the Sahar Mashkim, who could have taken credit for it, etc., to remember him, that was considered a flaw. So Yosef, for he had the smallest flaw, Kadosh Baruch Hu, medaktikim, tzadikim, ikhut asar, he spent 2 more years in prison. But once that yetzahara, once that little bit of deficiency, right, has been rectified, so then the result is that, please answer the phone. Once that's been rectified, so then there's no reason for the light not to be visible more. The darkness, yeah, the sheath of darkness is removed. Right? Fine. Because when she gets a horrible olam, you know, or yochel is galus, gmochim, but golus, adalad malchios. So too also, in the golus of adalad malchios, the darkness. We know that olam has already called, that the golus is compared to nighttime. Especially the Choshech, the one that we're in, the one of Yavon, is considered darkness, like we talked about last week at Shabbos. Hadal Malchus Haganki Malchus Chamalchus Kol Olamim. Even that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, his Malchus is a Malchus that lasts through all worlds. Abul Begolus Unister, it's hidden. It's not that it's not existent. It's just hidden. It's covered over with a sheath of darkness. Look at so min hashamayim that when the time for Yosef to come out of prison, when does he come out of prison? He comes out of prison as Paro was dreaming. In Paro's first dream, he dreams about the years of Sova, the years of success, the years of fruitfulness in Mitzrayim. And in the second dream that he dreams, he dreams that the lean cows and the lean sheaves, as it were, swallow up their bolea, right? They swallow up the years of success. וזה היה כל חלום פרעה, זה שפת אמס, לברר קודם גולוס מצרים, כישוש אחדוס מספר שבכל מקום. It's the introduction, as it were, to the first golus the Jewish people go into, the golus of Mitzrayim. That it's not as though Hashem is not there. Hashem is there, just His presence is not seen because it's covered over with the darkness. But it's not as though He's vacant. V'chein amra chalom paro echad hu, rak harav nechatzel bolei ashnos hasova. When Yosef says to him, your dream is one, he doesn't mean, he's not just coming to tell him that there's one topic over here, right? He's telling him also that your dream is one, that Hashem is in both of these dreams, right? Hashem is oneness is throughout all these times, both the times of clarity and the times of darkness, because darkness doesn't mean that there is no light, it just means that the light has been covered over with a sheet of darkness. So that's the introduction that's the introduction to the part. That's the story of Yosef. Yosef exits the darkness after he has been attacking whatever he needs to be attacking. So then the result is the darkness is removed. Keitz sam lachoshech. Now let's go to Eretz Yisrael with Yaakov. So Yaakov says to him, right, after they show up in Perek Mem Beis, they return, they've come back to Eretz Yisrael. They've found now the money in all of their bags, right? And of course they returned without Shimon. Shimon is in prison. Yaakov says to them in Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Lamed Vav, he says, Yom Aleim Yaakov Avim Osi Shikaltem. You have made me, as it were, shakul, a person, God forbid, who loses a child, yeah? So he's called Shakul, right? He's bereft of his child. V'yomar leim Yaakov avim osi shikaltem. You have, as it were, you have made me bereft. Yosef einenu, v'shimon einenu. Yosef is not here, and Shimon is not here. Ves binyamin tikhu, right? Tikachu alai hayu chulana. And if now you're asking to take Binyamin back in order to be able to retrieve Shimon, etc. So alai hayu kulana, upon all of them, the all of them upon me. So this pasuk, let's take a few different understandings to this pasuk. Right, there are a lot of different ways of understanding. What is he saying over here? So Rashi says, osi shikaltem, you have caused me to be bereft. Malame shechashdan shema hargu. That's Yaakov speaking to the brothers, right, to the sons. In other words, after they come back, he sees they have their money in all of their bags, right? And they say the only way they can return to get Shimon is they bring Binyamin with them. And he says to them, Osi shikaltem, you have made me bereft. Yosef einenu, Yosef is not here, but Shimon einenu. It's been taken away from me.
What?
Like bereaved. Like bereavement, like mourning.
Put him in mourning?
Yeah, right, and you've taken away Yosef, you've taken away Shimon, and now you're going to take away Binyamin. A lie upon me, hayu kulana. They'll all be upon me now. They're all waiting.
They have Shimon there?
Well, Shimon was in jail, right? Yosef put him in jail. He put him in because he says you'll stay here until your brothers show that they're truthful and they're not coming here as spies. And etc. And then you'll be able to exit. Can you back up a scooch so that we can have a little bit more room there?
Just okay. Mm-hmm. It's
fine. So that's what Rashi says. Osi shikaltem. So Rashi says, "Malami shechashdan shema hargu amachur li Yosef."
What caused him to be bereft that he has to bring back Binyamin?
No, because Yosef is gone. And as he says to him, you have caused me to be bereft. Why? The question is, what do you mean he caused me to be bereft? So Rashi says he was choshed them, right? That they had either killed or sold Yosef. Because otherwise, what we'll call it, because what does he say? He equates them all. Yosef einenu, v'shimon einenu, v'binyamin tikachu, alayu kulana. So Mela, Shimon, I understand, you must have messed up there in Mitzrayim. You messed up there in Mitzrayim, and that's why Shimon is not here, right? Or maybe, who knows what you did to Shimon, I don't know. Yosef, from all we know from the Chumash, the story they told him is Yosef was killed by a wild animal. They don't know where his body is. All he brought back was his coat. So how can he say, Osishi Chotem, you have caused me to be in a state of bereavement, yeah, of mourning, etc. You've caused me to lose my children. Yosef is not here. What does Yosef have to do with them? Says Rashi, Malami Shechajdan Shema Hargu. He was choshed them. He didn't know for a fact. But he was choshed them. He suspected them that they either killed Yosef or sold him. He suspected them. That's what Rashi says. And that's why he can include Yosef in the list as being part of their responsibility for why he is bereaved.
It seems that the Rashi is saying that he was choshed them on Shimon.
Right. So what he called the just like what he called that both that right. Shimon and what he called and right. I'm sorry. Oh, you're saying what he called that he's choshed them. They either killed him or sold him like Yosef. And he's choshed them. He's choshed them on both things. He didn't know for a fact. He didn't know for a fact that what he called that they killed Yosef or sold him. What?
But he didn't know.
He didn't know for a fact, but he suspected them. And now he's suspecting, like David points out, he's suspecting them also they did the same thing to Shimon. And you want me to expect to send Benjamin with you? The Sforno says, Alai Yukulana, right? Ein echad me elu hamikrim be echad mi bneichem avakul me banai ze bli safek Enokiim besibas mirivoseichem zeim zev atem ha meshaklim osi. He says the Sforno doesn't learn that he suspected them of a killing or selling Yosef or what he called or Shimon, but he says I see the disagreement amongst you is the cause of this, right? You know, you guys are the problem. You're fighting amongst each other, right? He knew that they had sinna and kinna for what he called for Yosef beforehand. So you're the source. You're the source of the problem, right? Osi she called them. In other words, Rashi says that he actually suspected them of killing Yosef or selling him, and so too Shimon. The Sforno says, no, I don't know if I'm suspecting you, but I know that the atmosphere of enmity, of disagreement amongst you is the source of this problem over here. He's blaming them, the Kitzer. He's blaming them. The Sifse Kohen says, Vayomar Leim Yaakov, Aviem, Osi Shikaltem, the Medrash, Malami Shechoshem, Amar Yosef Inenu, Ani Aisi Choshev. See, the Sifse Kohen adds another point here.
Can you finish with the Indian of Yosef in jail now with darkness, and why are you coming back to that?
We'll come back to that afterwards. Come back to that afterwards. Okay? Right? Here we're looking, as it were, right? If it makes things easier in that way, Yosef suffered two more years in prison. Then the darkness came to an end, and he left prison, right? And then he was able to declare, as it were, and it's Min HaShamayim that he declared to Paro that Paro's dream is one. In other words, just as I experienced, yeah, days of darkness, but then the days of darkness came to an end, because darkness is what he called not the absence of light, but darkness is, yeah, a sheath, right, that covers light. It's a sheath that covers light, and certainly from a spiritual point of view, yeah.
But I think you already said that darkness was another creation.
I say it, that's what it is. It's a sheath that covers the light.
But it's already there. If it's already something that's been created, how can it cover it up?
You have a light over here. If I come and take a black cloth and cover it over, it doesn't mean there's no light. It means the light has been covered over with a black cloth. So the choshech covers over the light. But the light is always there. Hashem's presence is always there. Hashem's hazgacha is always there. Just that you don't have the ability to be able to see it. It's not visible to you. But it's not that it's absent. It's there. It's covered over. It makes it unavailable for you to be able to see it. Right. So that was Yosef's story. Here in Yaakov, so we're watching, as it were, the struggle with darkness also. I mean, Yaakov has lost his son Yosef. He's what he called appears to have lost his son Shimon. He knows that they told him that the only way he's going to get back Shimon is if he puts Binyamin in danger. Yaakov is in the darkness, right? Things are not good now. Mm-hmm. So what does he do? He says, Osishi Kaltem. Rashi says, it's your fault. I'm a choshed that you did this, right? The Sforno says, I don't know that you did this, but I know that the enmity inside of you, between you, is the cause of this. He's blaming them. He's blaming them. The Sisai Cohen says, right, says something a little bit different. He says, Vayomar aleim Yaakov avim, osishi kaltem, v'medrash, he brings a medrash, malamid shechoshdom, he distrusted them, he was suspicious of them, that what regarding Yosef and Shimon. Amar Yosef einenu, ani ha'isi choshev, sheyosef nitpas v'avono, says the Sisai Cohen, I thought until this point, Yosef is gone. You know why? Because he was bringing me Diba Ra. He spoke ill of you, of the other brothers. Right? And maybe that's why he was punished for it, because of his Avera. So maybe Diba Al Achi, Echov. But Shimon Gam came. Shimon also now is gone. Why? Because Shalaka Charbo Shal Yosef, Shal Esav. Because Shimon and Levi went and wiped out the city of Shechem. Right? Against my wishes. Right? It's not what I wanted to be done, that they wiped out the entire city of Shechem. Ki lezeh amar klei chamas. You stole Esav's modus operandi. Yeah? Killing people, using the sword. Levi's also a participant in this, but Levi, I assume, is chus haTorah amdalo, because he was a big learner, so maybe the Torah protected him. His learning of the Torah protected him from some sort of punishment. Abba Binyamin, Ma Pisho, Uma Chatoso. But now you're telling me you want to bring down Binyamin. And I'm afraid that Binyamin is going to disappear also. And he hasn't sinned. I know he hasn't sinned. Right? He spoke no ill of anybody else. He didn't commit what he called a murder like way Shimon Levi did vis-a-vis the city of Shechem. In Cain Atonis Ames She'ena Dover Bavonim El Bavoni. So therefore I see, says Yaakov, it's not their sins that are the cause. Right? It wasn't Yosef's sin of bringing the diva of speaking ill of his brothers that caused him, as it were, to disappear. And it's not Shimon's participation in the act of Shechem, of killing the people of Shechem, that caused him now to be put into prison. Because now I see the Binyamin, God forbid, is in danger of disappearing. And he did nothing wrong. I see a lie, Ayu Kulana. I see it's my sin. It's my sin. It's all upon me. It's some deficiency in Cain. Atanis ames sheina davar bavonim el bavoni. L'zehama alayu kulana shloshtan nitpasu bavoni. So according to the three pirushim that we saw over here, Yaakov is focusing on that the tzaras are falling upon him. The tzaras are falling upon him in the court as a result, according to Rashi and the Sforno, of the brothers' sins to one degree or another. And according to the Sisai Cohen, what he's concluding now, that it's my sins that result of it. Right? My sins. Now we know that the Gemara tells us, Imroa Adam Yisurim Barmalov, the Gemara says in Brachos, if a person sees Yisurim coming upon himself, Yefashvesh Bemasa, or Yemashvesh Bemasa, you check his actions. So it is appropriate to look, right, for what is the cause of why these Yisurim are befalling me. Right? So certainly according to the Sifsei Cohen, that Yaakov is saying that it's my fault, etc. But Kanireh, right, it appears that it's not just enough just to be Mefashish Masav. You need to change something. It's not the idea to put yourself into a funk, right, to lose hope, to see that this is what he called, this is a problem, right? I've destroyed myself, right? It's that you can't stop there. You can't say because of I've ruined myself. My life is over. I've messed myself over. That's it. I'm finished. We'll see. How do we see that? So later on, so he says he won't let Adam Ben Yamin to go down. In the next, right? In the next, right? Right? So oh, I see one pasuk more, pasuk lamet ches, still in Perek Mem Beis. By Lo Yomer, he said to them, he said to the brothers, Lo Yered Beni Machem, Ki Achiv Meis, Vehul Vadon Nishar. My son, i.e. Binyamin, will not go down with you. Right? He will not go down with you. Because he's the only one left from his mother. In other words, from Rachel. Yosef is gone. Yosef Einenu. Right? Yachiv Meis, his what he called his brother has died. Vahul Vado Nishar. And he alone is left alive. The Karoa, son of some tragedy befalls him. But Derek, on the path that you're going on, Ashetechuba, Varatem and Sevasi, Biyagon Sha'ola. I will go down to my grave, be Yagon. Right? What's Yagon? Right? Yagon is, right? Rav Avraham ben Agra says in his Perush in Chumash, Yagon is sadness. Like, an undefined sadness, you know, right? Just, you know, a lack of hope, a lack of positivity. Right? Yagon, just plain Pashat malaise. I can't, it sadness. It says the Netziv, on this Pasuk, Biyagon Sha'olam, Betocha Yagon Amus, I will die out of despondency. That's what Yagon is, despondency. Despondency. Lokom Sha'omer B'Yosef, when Yosef first disappeared in Pashat Vayeshev, so there Yaakov said, Ki Eirid El Bani Avel Sha'olam, I will go down in mourning to the grave. The Mashrosh Yeh Noeg Avelus Alav Ad Sheyagia Zman Moso. I will be Noeg. I will conduct myself in Avelus. Some of the Farshim we saw last week in Vayeshev said the reason he was going to conduct himself in Avelus is because he felt responsibility for causing Yosef's death. Why? Because he sent him to look for his brothers. Yeah. Even though he knew his brothers had enmity for him, and for everybody called, they could have done him harm, etc. So he felt responsibility for it, so therefore he's gonna go down, he's gonna mourn until his death. It's like the story that so they bring down the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger. A person, Rahman al-Islam, one time backed up his wagon, and by mistake killed his own son. Obviously unintentionally. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, as a tikkun, gave to him that he should, as it were, not eat meat or drink wine until the end of his days. He should be noeg, like kilo, it's not Dinei Avelus exactly, it's more on Srabaninus. Yeah, but whatever. Yeah, he should be noeg, Avelus, right? That form, not being partaking of either meat or wine until the end of his days as part of the tikkun. So when Yosef disappeared, he felt responsibility for why did I send him into a dangerous situation. So then he said, I'll be going down Avel Sholem. And this is a tikkun on my sin. I shouldn't have put him into a dangerous situation. But he was saying, I'm going to go down the Yavon Sholem, despondency, without hope. Says the Hamek Dover. Right? Avalo Amashi Amus Bolo Ito. But the despondency is not going to cause my death. Because when you lose hope, so then you lose your verb for life, you lose desire for life, it brings the person's end quicker. Out of despondency, I will go down to my death. So since he says, that's why Yehuda later on, in Parshas, what he called, the end of the Parshas, and Parshas of Yigash, he says what he called, when he says, if I don't show up with Binyamin, it's gonna kill him. So you see that Yaakov's matzav over here, on the one hand, he was right in trying to just find out what's the source of the sin that's causing his suffering. Because the Gemara says, Yifashvish b'matzav, a person should check his actions. On the other hand, he is saying that it's bringing him to despondency. That's a mistake. It can't bring him to despondency. It can't bring him to a lack of hope. So Yaakov right now at this point is deep, deep in the darkness here. Deep, deep in the darkness. Yagon. Right? He's what he called, he is on the verge of Yagon. He says, if Binyamin doesn't show up, I will be in total Yagon. Then in Perek Mem Gimel, they've run out of food. Yehuda comes to him, Yaakov says to the brothers, okay, go down to Mitzrayim and get some more food. Yehuda says, nothing doing. We're not doing that. He said, he won't see us. Right? He won't see us unless we come down with Binyamin. So then Yaakov says, Vayomer Yisrael, Lama Hari Osim Li? Why have you done evil to me? Hari Osim Li, made it bad for me. Lahagid Laisha Od Lachem Ach. Why did you tell him that you had another brother? You've done evil to me. You've made my life worse. Right? By telling him that you had another brother. Says the Medrash, Vayomer Yisrael, Lama Hari Osim Li? Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina me'olam la'omer Yaakov Avinu dover shel batola. Yaakov Avinu never said any wasted words in his life. Right? We know that Yaakov Avinu didn't waste anything. His first droplets of zera, of semen, were the source of the conception of Reuven. Yaakov Avinu went back in Parshas Vayishlach for pachim ktanim, like we discussed at the time, not because he was a cheapskate, but rather nothing in his life was wasted. All of his ma'od, all of the money that he called that were part of his assets, he viewed that, right, as the davar kadosh, because he invested kedusha inside of it. So for sure, his words were never wasted. His words were never wasted. Says the Medrash, Yaakov Avinu never said words that were wasted. Except this time. What did he say? He said, Lama Hari Osem Li, you have made it bad for me.
To whom he said it?
To the brothers. Right? He blamed them. He blamed them for his suffering.
You already said that.
I'm sorry?
You said that already.
No, before he said, what did he call it? He said he distrusted them. Right?
So you called me bereft.
Right. But then, that was what he called, when he was expressing distrust for that. Distrust for that. Now he's not saying that. Now he's saying, why did you make things bad for me by telling him that you had a brother? Ke'ilu, they're the source of his tzaras now. Right? Why did you tell him? Why did you tell them? They tell him that you had a brother. That he can ask, oh, I want to see your brother. So the Medrash says, this is the only time he ever said anything that were wasted words. Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, Ani osik lahamlichas brobi mitzrayim, I'm in the practice of making your son. Right? The king in Mitzrayim. The truth is, he already was a king at this point. Right? But he means to make ultimately the king over all his brothers, to bring them back to Achdus, to bring them back to oneness. Right? He's going to rule over them and bring them back to unity after they realize exactly the whole story when it becomes clear in Parshas, what do you call it, in Parshas Vayigash. But in any event, you're saying that the sons have made things worse for you, and really what's happening now is there's a process unfolding that's going to make things unbelievable for you. I'm making your son the king over Egypt. I'm making your son who's going to bring back the unity to your family. I'm bringing to the interesting situation where it says in Parshas Vayechi, the Zohar says, Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shvat Reshana, that Yaakov Avinu lived 17 years, the last 17 years of his life, like Be'en Olam Haba. And you're saying to the sons, why have you screwed up my life? Why have you Olam Ha'erosim Li? So the Medrash says, yeah, Hu Da Amar, what Yaakov Avinu said over here is a fulfillment of the pasuk in Yeshaya, Nistara Darki Me Hashem, right? Umelokai Mishpati Avor. Pasuk in Yeshaya, the bottom citation there on page 1. Lama So Mar Yaakov says the pasuk in Yeshaya, right? Why should Yaakov say, "Zdaber Yisrael, speak out Yisrael"? Nistara Darki Me Hashem. Hashem doesn't see me. Umelokai Mishpati Avor. And from God, we record, He's not doing justice with me. Mishpati Yavor, but he's not judging me properly. He's saying that you're the source of my problems, right? That's a fulfillment of saying Nistarel Darkim Hashem, that God does not see me. You already said before that God sees everything. God's Hashkach is everywhere. His light is everywhere. Right? We saw in the original Medrash, Kate Samna Choshech, and the Choshech, as the Svasemis explains, is just a sheath that covers the light. It's not that there's no light here. It's just covered. Says the Pritzadik, right? Rav Tzadok HaKohen on top there of page 2. He brings the Medrash. Me'olam lo'omer Yaakov Avinu dover shel batola. Elakach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani osek lahamlich es beno b'mitzrayim, hu omer lama hari osem li. He is what he called blaming the brothers, his sons, for having messed him up. By telling Yosef that they have another brother back in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem says, "Why are you focusing on that? They didn't mess you up, right? I mean, this is all part of the process of my making your son the king in Mitzrayim.
Who said that?
That's what the Medrash says Hashem is saying, right? You're saying, Lamarosimli, you're saying to your sons, why'd you mess me over, telling him that you would go get another brother, right? And why are you saying that? Why are you focusing on blaming them for making things bad for you? The fact is that all of this process that's taking place right now is part of the process of making your son, ultimately, the king who will rule over the entire family and bring it back to unity.
You didn't know that.
I understand, but that's what Hashem is saying to him. If you know it, then of course you don't say it. It's when we don't know it, the question is how we're going to look at things. V'hainu sh'Yaakov Avinu al l'shom yada bevadai shekol asibos me'Hashem yizbarach. Says the Reb Tzadok, it's not that Yaakov Avinu, right? The pashup shot is he's blaming and complaining, right? That's the recall, like the famous line. Don't blame, don't complain. Or don't complain, don't blame. Right? That's a push-up shot. Rutzadik says, no, that's too simplistic. He's not blaming, complaining. But he is still, nonetheless, making a mistake. Don't think that the Medrash is coming to tell you that Yaakov is saying, you know, you're the source of my problems? You're the source of my problems. What, he doesn't believe in Ashkacha? Doesn't believe everything's been a Shemayim? Doesn't believe that we record? I mean, they're responsible, their lack of responsibility, that's their ASIC with Hashem. But the fact is, he doesn't believe that what's happening to him now is coming from Shemayim, but it's coming from the act of Abbas of Adam. It's like the Chinuch says in the mitzvah or the Isra of Nakama and Netira, that a person, even though that person is responsible for the bad thing he did, you can take him to Beis Din, you can whatever it is, yeah? But a person's always going to know that person only was an agent of Hashem. Again, that doesn't excuse him for the bad thing that he did. But he's an agent of Hashem. He's an agent of Hashem. So it's not that God thinks that what's happening to him is not being directed by the Rebbe Shlomo. That's not the issue, right? That's not the issue. Says the Rebbe Tzadok, what is the issue? Very subtle point here, right? Mashama lama hari osimli, haya kavanaso shal kolpani masiva shari osimli.
So who said Hashem doesn't see me? Yaakov said that?
That's what the pasuk in Yeshaya says that's brought in the Medrash. That's what Yaakov is saying. Lama nistri record that Hashem is not seeing me. Nistra darkimi Hashem. My derech is not seen by Hashem. He's not looking at me. Nistras, like Nistar. They're hidden. It's hidden from him. So says Reb Tzadok, his kavanah was shall call upon him a siba shari osimli lahagid leish ha'idei avono seichem to me chashid kutshabich to avid dina below dina. Says what he called, says Reb Tzadok, that he was, what he called, he wasn't saying, oh, you're the cause of my problem. We were getting that Hashem's involvement in it.
Right?
Yeah. He's saying to them, Lama Hariosam Li, it must be your deficiency. He's going back to, it must be your deficiency.
Who's deficient?
You're the brothers, you're the enmity, you're in your midst, etc. You, that
still sounds like blaming to me.
Right, it is.
Hello. What's this? Sorry.
How are
you?
Yeah? So his deficiency. Their deficiency, I would say the brother's deficiency, the enmity that they have, right? The enmity that they have, that's the source of why Hashem is doing this to me. And Hashem is using your, what he called you, because of your avarice, this is happening to me. That's what Ritzarek says, yeah, that he's fallen into over here. Lama hari osim li, it's not that you're the source and he just forgot about Hashem. He knows that it's from Hashem. He knows it's from Hashem. But the reason it's coming from Hashem is because of your sins. Your sins, what he called, your sins to each other are the source of my Hashem bringing this upon me.
Well, it sounds like it's not, Yaakov is not thinking that whatever happens is good for him.
Oh, the Duke.
He's not thinking that.
Right, he's not. That's why the Medrash says he never said words that were wasted. These words are wasted. It was the wrong way to approach it.
ask the question, stands for sure Yaakov is not thinking about that.
No, it's not that he recalls. Rav Tzadok is just saying, don't think, you know, when somebody does something to us, so our tendency is, we don't think about Hashem's involvement in this, we think just about them.
Right.
They're creeps, and that's why this is happening to me.
Right.
Because they're creep. Like, he's not saying that. He's saying that Yaakov is not guilty of that. He's saying that Yaakov is saying that they became an agent for Hashem to bring this disaster upon him because of their sins. So in other words, he understands the record, like we said before. Yeah, he said before, he realizes he's got a part in this also. But you became agents, right? To my downfall over here because of your sins. So we're both sinning.
So then, Hashem is not realizing everything happens is good for him. How are you answering that?
We're not answering it. That's the problem. That's why the Medrash says these were the only wasted words that Yaakov ever said in his life. He focused on why this bad stuff was happening to him. Right? He focused on the bad stuff happening to him as a result of what he called of a combination of his deficiency. Sorry, give me a pen for 1 second. Right? Of his deficiency and the brother's deficiency and the son's deficiencies. To which Hashem says in Shemayim, why are you focusing on what he called on just on the downside of this? Why are you focusing on the downside of this?
Yeah, I was acting like an emotional father.
That was unnecessary. We don't talk about Yaakov as an emotional father. Yaakov Vinu is what he calls his visage on is on the Kisek cover. Is what he calls the Kisek cover.
In this particular instance.
No, what he calls it. Let's not compare what he calls. Not compare ourselves to what he calls to Yaakov Avinu. Okay, in Rishonim Kim Halachim Anu Kibnei Adam. If they're like angels, then we're like people. And if they're like people, then we're not even like Chamorim. Not even like the Chamorim
Pinchas. He's entitled to act like an emotional father.
What he calls the Torah is not coming to tell us what he calls an emotional moment so that we can put it into our own psychodrama, right? Again,
there is
no answer. And we're talking about the deficiency over here. We're talking about what caught on such a high level, right? Rutzadik is saying he's not coming and saying what we do.
The deficiencies are caused by his being emotional. He was concerned. He wasn't thinking that everything was coming from
the direction.
No, I'm
just saying that. I just told him to start to say he's not saying that.
I know, but you haven't answered that. He's
you're not hearing me. The what he called the simple approach is that he's guilty of what we're guilty of, right? It's not from Hashem, but it's because of so-and-so messed me over.
Blaming
complaining.
Either himself or his brother.
Says Rav Tzadok, he says that's not the pshat. He's not blaming complaining, right? The way we blame and complain. That we're saying that we forget that Hashem is the source of what's happening over here. We just think that the person is the source of our problem, right? Rather, he's focused on that it's coming from Hashem, right? It's coming from Hashem, and it's not good. It's a punishment, and the reason that you are the agent for this punishment is because of your sins. That's not the same thing as forgetting that Hashem is involved.
Okay, you say that.
Take a deep breath, count to 10.
And then
play him over there.
Alright, you said it before, go over the tape, you'll see.
Not only Baruch Hashem we get to talk about this, but we even get a lap. Right? We get a lap. You get extra credit for this. This is both lecture and lap. Okay, fine. So that's what he calls. That's what the Medrash says. In other words, so again, Yaakov Avinu, the way Ratzadik explains it, was not guilty of what we're guilty of. Where we forget that Hashem's involved altogether, Chas v'Chalila. Yeah, and instead we enter into the world of blaming and complaining, right? Of which I am a master. Yeah. So instead, Instead, we're saying that it's not that. It's saying he realized it's from Hashem. It's what he caused. It's all coming from Hashem. But why did you become the agents of this? You became the agents of this because of your sins. So he's focusing on the, what he called, on the dark side of what's happening here. The bad that's happening. The time of the Medrash is, he should have said, no, but from this good will come. That's a very difficult thing to do. But that's why the Medrash says these are the only words, wasted words that Yaakov ever said. Okay, fine. What happens? Yehuda, though, says, no tiki, no washi. Unless we go down with Binyamin, we're not getting any food, because the viceroy there said he's not giving us anything unless we show up with Binyamin. So what does Yaakov Avinu say to him? Vayomer lehem Yisrael Avihem. Yisrael Avihem, right? Yisrael Avihem, their father, right? Called Yisrael, right? This is now he's taking charge.
Who's taking charge?
Yaakov. He's taking charge. Im kein eifo zosasu. This is what we have to do. Kumi zimras.
What did Yehuda say to Yaakov?
Yaakov says, I will take responsibility for him. Again, if we look at the Mefarshim, there's not that, again, the depth of things, even on the surface, it appears that Reuven's suggestion wasn't accepted because he said something silly. It's not to push it, but I don't want to get lost in it, right, etc. Really, he trusted Yehuda more than he trusted Reuven, right, etc. And also right now there was no recourse because they had no more food, right? So it's a combination of events. But actually, yeah, I don't get lost in why he chose to listen to Yehuda as opposed to Reuven.
What did Yaakov respond?
Yaakov responds to him, he says, this is what we gotta do. Kumi Zimras Haaretz. Take from Zimras Haaretz. Bechlechem, Boridul Ish, Mincha. Yeah, bring down, yeah, some what do you call it, some of the zimrat ha'aretz. So some spices, right, and some honey, some wax, and some peaches or pistachios or whatever it is, etc.
Bring him this instead of
Bring him a small. I didn't say right.
Bring him this instead of Binyamin.
No. Binyamin is going down with him also. But bring Rekom Yizimrat Aretz Bechleichem. Vauridul Ish Mincha Maat Sari Maat Vash Nechos Valot Botni Mushkedim. Bring him pleasant things. Says Rashi, what are Zimrat Aretz? Zimrat Aretz. So Rashi says. Miturgam mid mishabach va'aram mashbach ha'arash hakol mizamim alav keshu bal olam. When these things come to the world, people are mizamer. They sing about them, right? These are pleasant things. They're putting a person into a good mood, etc. Right? Put a person in a good mood. People are mizamer. So I dare say that. What does that mean? We know that there's a difference between Shira and Zimra. Shira, right? Shira is when a person sees something clearly and everything comes full cycle. That's a shir. A shir is like a circle. It's like a ring. Right? We've talked about this before, that when you find coins in Kishir, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, you find it in Kishir, you find it in a circular fashion. A person sings Shiros, right? Shirim. To Hashem, when he sees things coming full cycle, things come back in the source. Shirat Hayam, they saw how the Mitzvah tried to destroy them and with water, and now they see the Mitzvah themselves are destroyed by what he called by the water, and they're saved through the water, etc. And then there's something called Zemer. Zemer, the Mefarshim say, is miloshon lotizmor, to prune. In other words, you prune away the false way, the incorrect way of looking at things. You prune away the incorrect way of looking at things. And then you see things clearly. Psuke de Zimra. We say Psuke de Zimra, the Psuke de Zimra every day. In other words, rather than just saying, oh, the world is a given and that's the way it is, etc., etc., we go through the whole Hashgacha and Maisa Bereishis. And we are mizamer. We establish in ourselves the right way of looking at things. Right? That's with all psukim yizim, to prune away all the false attitudes and false vibes and bad stuff that brings us down. When the zamer, we prune it away and record it, it makes us ready to be able to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim and kriyishma and then to daven before the rabbanu shalom.
I'm a little bit lost here because for that argument on not being in binyomin, you're not taking binyomin. Yehuda says, I'll take responsibility
for him.
And then Yaakov says, okay. Bring him pleasant things.
Right, he's taking, bring him down a present.
So that means he's taking binyamin.
He's taking binyamin, and that's written in the Chumash. He's saying we could take binyamin, and you'll also take with you zimrat haaretz, a gift of zimrat haaretz, a gift of zimrat haaretz. The idea being, in other words, to generate a mood over here, right, of looking at things in a positive light, because that's what Zemer does. Zemer prunes away all the negative, dark vibes, and gets the person the ability to look at things correctly. Zemer is what he called is fixes things.
So you're not saying how Yehuda got Yaakov.
No, we're not getting not discussing that. Okay. Not discussing that. Okay. So that's what he's saying, take Zemer to Aretz. You hear that Yaakov is not only speaking, yeah, to how they should, what they should bring to Yosef, but you see that that's what he's doing with himself as well. In other words, he's really caught, he's now gone in the positive direction. Zemer, right? Let's look at it, let's bring the pleasant things as a gift to him, and hopefully he'll look upon you, yeah, favorably. And this is, he's speaking to himself as well, because the concept of Zemer, right? The concept of Zemer is to remove the incorrect focus that a person may have had before. We said that what was Yaakov before him? He said, he starts off saying, why did you, it's your sins, right, that are causing Hashem to bring this upon me now, etc.
Yeah.
And the Medrash says, that's not the way to look at it. Those are words that are wasted words. It may be true that there's sins over here, but focus instead not on what you call on the catastrophe that's taking place, but that something good is going to come from it. Because if you're using your focusing on what you've done wrong to correct it, that's fine. But if you're focusing on what you did wrong in order to bring yourself to a state of yugal, a state of hopelessness, a state of despondency, a state of what you call it's all finished, it's all over, there's nothing to be done with it, that's a mistake. So Yaakov was right in what he said, that it could be it's your sins over here, but that's not the focus. The focus is, okay, but something good will come from this. We have to, we'll go look forward to the, what do you call it, to the light. Bring me Zimra to Aretz. Yeah, Zimra to Aretz. Again, the symbolism of it. Bring gifts. Little symbolic gifts. Symbolic gifts of what he called, of what he's trying to communicate to Yosef. Whoever this Yosef is, he doesn't know it's Yosef. And even to himself. Me Zimra to Aretz. It's indicative of his change of what he called of mood, his change of attitude. Now that, and what does he say? He says to him, in addition, he says that what he called the Kael Shakai Yiten Lachem Rachamim Lifnei Ish. Pasuk Yudal, Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Yudal. The Kael Shakai Yiten Lachem Rachamim Lifnei Ish. V'shilach lochem et acheichem acher v'zminyamin v'ani kasher shacholti shacholti. Right? Whatever has happened to me until now has happened. He says, but if you bring what he called Kel Shakai, will give you, as it were, rachamim, right? Will give you, will create a state of rachamim for you from this viceroy, whoever it is. And he'll send home both Shimon and Binyamin. And whatever I lost until now, I lost Yosef, I lost. Okay, that's gone. That's finished. That's finished. That's finished. So says Rashi, right, the Kel Shakai. Rashi says, Umidrasho, the piece of Rashi, Midrasho, Misha Amar La'olam Dai, Yomar Dai L'Tarosai. The one who said to the world, die enough, will say to my Tzaros, die, etc. So what does that mean? You know, that's his tefillah. His tefillah is, and the truth is, really quite, I think Rosh Shivanti, I think that the Sfas Emes recalls, I saw it says something similar to this. Yeah. The Shem Shakai. So the Gemara in Chagiga says that Kosh Baruch Hu said to his world, die. Enough. 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 So what does that mean? Says the Gemara Chagiga, that the world was expanding, when Kosh Baruch created, like two sides of a long bolt of cloth on a weaver's loom. Kosh Baruch says, die, stop, enough, no more, don't expand anymore. So the Kli Yakar, again, there are different ways to understand that, but the Kli Yakar understands it, that if the world were coming too physical, right, man wouldn't be able to find Hashem in the world. Of course, Hashem is there, but we won't be able to find it. It'd be too difficult. It'd be too difficult. If Gashmius, the Olam HaGashmi, became so thick, man wouldn't be able to find him anymore. So Hashem says, die, enough. It's a proper balance. Proper balance. Enough, no more. Yaakov Avinu uses that name, Kel Shakai, over here. Says, the one who said to the world, to his world, die, enough, should say to my tzoros, die. Should say to my tzoros, die. Why? Because sometimes tzoros, right, you feel like, I can't do it anymore. So the person's tefillah is, Rabbon Shalom, I won't be able to find the thread anymore. It's what he called, it's getting too dark. It's getting too dark. That's the person's tefillah. So the person's got to believe, right, that everything is latov. But it's hard to equate. The person's not just a disembodied intellect. He's not just something in his head. He's also filled with feelings. He's filled with his suffering. Misha omel omo die? Yomo l'toro sai die. The one who said to his world, let it stop expanding. Let it not become too difficult to be able to find the thread. So too, in my tzoras, he should say die. That was Yaakov's tefillah. So that was the full gamut, right, over here, of entrance into darkness and exit from darkness. We start off the Parsha with Yosef, yeah, coming out of prison to Paro's dream, etc. And the Medrash says, Kate Sam Lechoshech, that there's an end to the darkness. That's the way the Medrash started off interpreting our Parsha. There's an end to the darkness. And we said that Tzfasemet explained for us that the end of the darkness means that it's not that Hashem is never looking. Hashem is always there. The light is always there. Just it's covered over with the sheets of darkness. Yosef, after he finished his 2 years in prison, which were necessary for him, being on the high madrigal that he was on, right? Now that it's come to an end, the light burst forth. The sheath has been removed. The sheath has been removed. It was a temporary sheath that was put there, and the sheath has been removed.
What happened to Yaakov at this point when he said,
"Also, he has changed his gears. He's now said he's gone into lamarai osimli. Yeah, while your sins are causing me to suffer, he's now gone to go. Well, this is what we should do. This is the way we do. This is what we have to change gears here. Kumi zimra ta'aretz. Let's be positive. Let's enter into the world of Zimra, of the Mezamer, of pruning away all the, what we call the wrong attitudes, all the wrong approaches, all the wrong ways to look at what's happening to us. Instead, what do you call Kumi Zimra ta'aretz, that's what you bring to Yosef. And that's a message not only to the viceroy, it's a symbolic message to himself as well.
And his sons.
Right, into his sons, etc. And his tefillah is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who said there's an end to what he called to the expansion of the world, because otherwise it would be difficult to find, so too should say an end to our tzaris, because we're finding it difficult to be able to hold on to the thread as well.
What were the results?
The results were what we know. He went down to what he called to Mitzrayim, and Yosef revealed himself, etc. And it turned out that what he called that Yosef brought them back together again. And in the end, the last 17 years of Yaakov Avinu's life, what he called were Me'im Olam Haba. So we should learn not to, right? It's we call like oh, it's like Chazal say, and Pasuk says, Kshot La'atzmecha, right? Chazal say, use the terminology, Kshot La'atzmecha v'chaka Kshot La'acherin, right? Tell other people, right, to do the right thing, but first tell yourself to do the right thing. So, whatever it is, right, pretend the mirror is here, right, don't blame, don't complain, right, understand what, right, that from all the difficult moments, right, caught, the light is coming, Hashem is not missing out and seeing anything, but rather there's just a sheath of darkness that covers, life's experience sometimes that prevents us from seeing things. And during the, as it were, Hanukkah, when we have the 36 hours of Or HaGanus, of seeing light clearly, we should take advantage of it and deeply, deeply imbue ourselves with the right way to look at things. so that if, God forbid, recalled, difficult times ever come, we'll still have a reservoir of remembering the light and recognizing light and not falling into, God forbid, despondency ever.